Well, as you know, I am not anymore in government. I'm waiting for the 2015 elections to contest those elections. And I'm hopeful I win the contest and be the president of this country. This is when I can then now talk of the problems I would expect the country to be going through. But if you talk about the current situation under President Salva Kiir, we are pushing him to make sure that the elections of 2015 are held as scheduled.
What are your expectations when it comes to the role that South Sudan can play in the region and relations with neighboring countries, including Sudan, Kenya, and those in the East African community?
You know, we're very central. We have a very long border with our northern neighbor, a border of over 2,500 kilometers. We need to have good relations with Sudan. And my last visit when I was in government was in June 30th. And I see the president has continued to consult these relations. So it's important for us to have good relations with Khartoum. After all, our only source of revenue is through exporting oil. And the export of oil is through the Sudanese pipeline. And therefore, this underlines to you why it's important that we have good relations. Secondly, we have not yet agreed on demarcation of the borders, and therefore dialogue must continue until when we reach agreement on the borders and its demarcation. We also have another pending issue, ABA. We are hoping that we'll recognize the referendum which was held by the people of ABA. They have overwhelmingly voted to join the Republic of South Sudan. And as you know, they were recorded by the Comprehensive Peace Convention, a right to determine their political future through a referendum. And this they had conducted last October. As our neighbors, Central Africa, this is a very important neighbor, which has a big potential economically, but now is in more or less lawless. The government has not yet brought about respect of rule of law in that country. We are concerned of the situation. As for our neighbors east of Africa, we have good relations. We have good trade with them. We hope that we'll continue to develop while our economy in South Sudan, as you know, we have developed, and as you know, we have a big potential which can benefit all our neighbors, whether Northwest or in East Africa.
What are some of the groundwork that you have been putting across to your supporters since you said you are waiting for the next general election that you're going to run for the presidency?
Well, I can't tell you specifically, but I have made my intention clear. I'm in the SPLM party. The members of the party are clear of my intention. The people of South Sudan know about it. They have heard it. It has caused me dismissal from government. Our neighbors also know about it. So there is the general public knowledge that I have decided to contest the 2015 election.
Well, but Dr. Mashau, give me your assessment on this. Some South Sudanese say that the SPLM party has been hijacked. A few people who claim that the leadership, there's no vision, there's a lost of vision, and that most of you are power hungry, and that is why you were kicked out of the party. What is your take on this assertion that is being peddled around?
I have raised critical issues such as corruption, tribalism, insecurity in the country, and the fact that the party members have said the party has lost vision and direction, and also the poor relations between our state and our allies before, whether during the liberation or during the implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. So I raised those issues and finally stated that I would be contesting the next elections. And that made my president furious and decided to dismiss me from government, which I accept. That gives me time to prepare for the next elections.
So you're basically not bitter about your removal from government. You think this presents or gives you an opportunity to adequately prepare to challenge him in the general elections?
No, I'm not. He would have 2 years without me, and then he can compare when we were a team and with his new team. So I'm not bitter at all. Why?
Last time there was an SPLM office of the chairman that was opened. Some people are questioning why you weren't present and why possibly you boycotted the event. What do you say to that?
I didn't boycott the event. I was told that the chairman of the party wants to open it, him alone, but then he called in three others who these days are more or less his team. The rest of us who are in the police bureau, 14 of us did not attend. Maybe he knows that because of the differences that have happened in the government and in the party, he probably didn't like our presence during the opening of the SPLM Leadership House.
So what do you say to people who say that they want to bring power to the roots of the party and that there seem not to be any cohesion, there seem to be divisions within the party, and that the leadership is not in touch with the roots, basically, of the party? What is your take when people say things like that?
Well, this was the report which infuriated the president. Or the chair of the party. Their report was more or less produced last year. And this was the verdict of the members of the party, that the party has lost vision and direction. We want to give the party vision and direction again by having new leadership. So I opted to refocus the vision of and the direction of the SPLM. So that we can become a more vigorous, more democratic party.
You raised the issue of corruption in the country or the high echelons of government. How do you think this can be addressed? And why is it that there appear to be no political will to rein in or to clamp down on this issue? Because the international community was taken aback when several billions of dollars appear to have vanished from the state coffers.
Well, yes, I did raise the issue of corruption within government, and it was raised by others, including the president himself. He signed a letter which he sent to 78 people where he said $4.2 billion was missing. However, I contested the figure, and what the government needs to do is to ensure that there are better systems in place, were contracts done transparently so that government money is not wasted. But I definitely believe the political will should be start from the party. If the party members who are the leading dignitaries in the government fight corruption, then this thing would be minimized. So even change of government to me was not a solution, because it needs that political will from the leadership.
What role do you think, if South Sudan officially becomes a member of the EAC, what role do you think South Sudan can play to help bolster relations within the East African corridor?
Well, we have a lot that we can offer East Africa. In terms of resources, we have the resources. And basically now, there are many workers from all the neighbors, from Kenya, from Uganda, DRC, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Sudan, who are working in South Sudan. In actual fact, I would say we have joined the East Africa community by default, by the fact that We have been very liberal from the very start. And East Africans are in big presence here in South Sudan working, moving freely, owning property. And I believe this is the basis on which the East Africa community is established. Politically, we also can help in resolving some of the issues that are in region. You know that we try to resolve the issue of the LRA and Uganda. Now Uganda is peaceful, although the LRA still has presence in Central Africa. We hope we will continue that, particularly that Joseph Kony has said he wants to surrender. We will explore that so that peace is brought in the region.
Finally, what would be your message to South Sudanese?
Well, I want them to be ready for the 2015 elections, elect me as their president, and they will see a fundamental change economically, socially, and in security-wise.